You know, one of the interesting things about human beings is how interesting it is that we're so willing to produce stress in our own lives. And it doesn't matter whether we do that by committing adultery against our spouse. It doesn't matter whether we do that by trying to make life miserable for someone else, knowing that in one way or another it's going to come back to us. It is so interesting that so many humans are so committed to producing stress in their own lives. And so you have people who are definitely ready to go about the business of, you know, trying to make sure that they put in place politicians and others who they feel very, very confident will produce stress for those people, those Americans, who some of them don't even consider to be Americans, but they are Americans. We are all American citizens are American citizens. And some people are so committed to staying on a course that brings hardship into other people's lives that no matter what, they fail to see, they refuse to see how one way or another, one day or another, the reaping, sowing law comes into play and they're going to be bringing hardship into their own lives. Yet, while we have 8 in 10 Americans saying they're worried about the way government in Washington works. 8 in 10, 80%. And of that 80% who are worried about the way Washington works, the government, almost 50% are very worried. 80% are worried, and that's a big number, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you, out of that 80%, many of them are some of the very people who insist on voting only for people who will not negotiate and compromise for the good of the nation. When asked what impact the federal government will have on finding solutions to the country's future problems, 55% say that Washington will have a negative impact on coming up with solutions to the country's future problems. Only 44% say that our federal government will have a positive one. Now, here's a question. You have some American citizens who are totally opposed to the federal government providing solutions to America's problems. Well, depending on what the problem is. So, for example, if it's a situation wherein we're trying to overcome the oppression of peoples of color at the voting booths, when it comes to being admitted into colleges, etc. Watch this discrepancy, this inconsistency. You have some people who will yell, states' rights, states' rights, states' rights. And they want each state to decide whether peoples of color will be oppressed and whether that's going to be permitted legally, oppressed financially, oppressed at the voting booths. States' rights. But watch this. At the same time, many of those same people want to have the courts stacked with as many conservatives as possible so that at the appellate level, the Supreme Court level, the U.S. State Supreme Court level, the U.S. Supreme Court level, the district court level, on every level possible, they want the courts stacked with conservatives. So that if a case goes to the Supreme Court on the federal level, it can be determined that this law or that law will be permitted, will not be permitted. They won't be, and they're not arguing. No. The appellate court shouldn't have anything to say about this. The U.S. Supreme Court shouldn't be allowed to weigh in on this. These are states' rights issues. You have people who yell states' rights when they think that that will help them further their agenda. But they'll turn right around and do everything in their power to strengthen the issue on the federal level if they think that will help them with their agenda. And yet, 80% don't like the way Washington government works. 55% say that Washington will have a negative impact on finding solutions to the country's future problems. Large majorities of Americans look to science and technology, as well as to the education system, to solve future problems. 87% of Americans say that science and technology will have either a very positive impact or a somewhat positive impact in solving the nation's problems. About 77% say the same about public K-12 schools. 74% say the same about colleges and universities. Science and technology and our school systems, our education systems, will resolve our problems. But at the same time, 77% worry about the ability of public schools to provide a quality education to tomorrow's students, and more expect the quality of these schools to get worse by 2050. Isn't it interesting that we have so many Americans who are pushing hard and pushing persistently, relentlessly, to have more and more money taken out of the public school system, especially the public school systems that are populated primarily by students of color? Let's contribute, so many people are saying in so many words, to the very problem that we're worried about.